Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, you warned a long time ago that about the dual justice system, but in particular about this idea that, hey, you know, marijuana is popular, so let's just disregard those federal laws, right? Mm-hmm. No, it's cool. It's hip. It's fine. No, you can't do that. And we are now watching in New York dual justice being applied. And here's how it works. The left will decide which laws that they apply to them and right. their followers yeah. and which laws do not. But once they have made their decision, which laws are to be followed and which are to be discarded, if you don't go along with that, they will use the law to destroy you. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what is going on. I mean, there's dual every day. I mean, I could do a full dual justice show every single day because there's so many examples. And this illegal alien licensing thing is the perfect example. I'm gonna we'll deep dive into this really quickly. I'm gonna get you to comment on it. It seems an unremarkable story in that they are now the 13th state to give illegals driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of key differences in New York, and that is this: all you have to do to register to vote in New York is to have a driver's license. That's all you have to do. And they are unique in that among these states, you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered. Okay. Even the Democrats in New York admit, here's from Breitbart, state officials, even a Democrat state senator, say the law will effectively allow illegal aliens to vote in elections. Quote, theoretically, they could have that ability to vote, said Democrat state senator Louise something. I can't pronounce his last name. According to the New York Post, not just vote in local elections. No. Federal elections, where it's illegal for them to vote. Why? In New York, U.S. citizens only need a driver's license to register to vote. You're automatically registered if you've got a license. And though applicants are required to swear they're eligible to vote, state election officials told the New York Post, it's basically an honor system. They don't check. Mm-hmm. See how this works?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. State Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan, a Republican, told the New York Post, a major concern is that New York, they will use their DMVs to enroll voters. Since New York does not have voter identification laws, once you get the license, you just show up and vote. Mm-hmm. They're not even check that you are you. And so they say, you know, this bill increases the potential for voter fraud, which is a dramatic understatement. Okay, now the dual No. It enables it.
Yeah.
And again, not just in local elections, but in federal elections where it's illegal for them to vote. Okay. Now, where's the dual justice part? One guy, God bless him, Michael Kearns, Erie County Clerk Michael Kearns, has said no. I'm not issuing licenses. Mm-hmm. Kiss my rear end. They are now threatening him with arrest. Okay. So if you don't break the right laws, if you don't disregard federal law, if you don't disregard the right federal laws that the left mandates you disregard, you go to prison
yep.
for not breaking the law. He says, fine, sue me. Come get me. We need more Americans like this.
Yes, we do.
We desperately do. And he's very measured about it. He's not a hothead. I want to play some audio for him and so you can hear what he's thinking.
Our staffing in the bill, there's no funding for training. Our staff can't decipher between the 195 countries, the 195 passports.
Are you prepared to be removed from office over this? If the governor comes in and removes you from office, are you prepared to accept that?
Well, here's the thing. We have to be charged. There has to be some charges, and I get to answer those charges. So it's, you know, almost one of those things that we're preparing for. I hope it doesn't happen.
In New York, he has to be convicted before the governor can remove him. So okay. He's basically saying, yep, they might charge me. I hope they don't.
They'll have to go to court to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Democrats may very likely do that. But I agree with you. It's about time to see some Republicans, some conservatives showing a backbone
somewhere.
And be willing to sacrifice in order to accomplish what is honest, true, constitutional, and ethical. And that's what this guy's doing.
Now, here's Jennifer Connor threatening him. She is the leader of the movement to get illegals licensed in New York.
The only reason to be against this all along has been xenophobia.
No, ma'am, you do not get to determine the only reason to be against it. And this is the other thing that Republicans, conservatives, and moderates in this country have got to stop accepting. Just because a liberal calls you a xenophobe, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, does not make it true. It doesn't. And we've got to stop accepting that and start right there. No, ma'am, I'm not. What we're talking about here is the law. These people are in the country illegally. They have already broken federal law. They are not a legal alien in this country. They are an illegal alien. Therefore, they do not have any right to the rights that American citizens have. Period.
And, right.
End of story.
And saying somebody is a racist xenophobe, I'm sorry, Ms. Connor, you changed federal law then. You
exactly.
Change federal law. You don't call somebody a racist and a xenophobe for following federal law. You go change federal law.
And there's nothing racist about that.
No.
This is an individual that has entered the country illegally. It makes no difference what that person's nationality, race, religion, ethnicity, their whatever team they pull for, if they like football as in soccer or American football. It makes absolutely no difference. That there is nothing racist about that.
Now listen to her threaten him. This is how they are now. If you don't break the law with us, if you don't disregard the federal laws of this country, we are coming for you.
The only reason to be against this all along has been xenophobia. We will come after you if you don't uphold the law because of racism and xenophobia.
He is upholding the law.
I know. I know. I wanted to tear my hair out listening to this, but this is where we are now. Because the state law says that you can break federal law and you must, does not mean you're not still breaking federal law.
How did that work out for the South in the Civil War?
Not so good. And we're heading in that direction. They're begging for it. Here we go. Here's some more from Michael Kearns, very calmly explaining why he's doing this. He is the Erie County clerk who says, oh, heck no, I'm not issuing illegal immigrants driver's licenses.
We know, I spoke with ICE, and one of the things they told me and conveyed to me that when they apprehend people who are here illegally, one of the forms of identification they have is a voter card. In the Auto Bureau, with the new technology in New York, with the motor voter law, people are asked themselves to fill out a form to vote. So we know there is already fraud. And when you talk about security and homeland security, we know that this document, especially a license, which is a privilege in New York, will be a gateway document for people to not only vote, but to commit fraud and crimes.
Who needs an Iranian EMP? We're going to implode from the inside.
I know. I swear. And I have another clip, and darn, I can't find it. I cut so many clips on him. But he says flat out, I can't do this because it's illegal. Because these licenses will then be used as employment documentation. It's an accepted form in New York. I can't give them to people who can't legally work in this country.
And what have conservatives and Republicans said all along about this type of policy, about allowing illegal aliens to have licenses? It would allow them to vote. Now, here's a perfect example of what we've been talking about and what we've been saying is true. And we've been saying this for years.
And finally, the absolute, you want to talk, and here is the alpha and the omega of this dual justice system. Not only threats from liberals, we will take you down, we will send you to prison if you do not violate the law in the way that we mandate, but this.
And the thing that really upset me is you have veterans and senior citizens coming in, and with the Real ID Act, I have to turn them away when they don't have proper documentation. So you need a higher standard for a citizen than someone that's here illegally.
Dual justice?
Yeah.
It's dual justice.
And
it's everywhere.
I am so sick of this garbage about, though, voter ID being racist and targeted.
It's not.
I recently had a procedure last Friday at a hospital in the upstate, or as an outpatient, and not, well, yeah, it wasn't one of the campuses there. I had to show my ID. I had to show my driver's license, and I had to show my insurance card. I had to show both of those. Everybody does. That's just to have a procedure that I and the insurance company are paying for. Okay.
An American citizen, see, so the standards are so much higher for you. Your job is to shut up and pay the bills.
Yeah, apparently so.
Or as Ms. Connor explains, they will come for you. And this is only possible because we don't speak out. Now this guy's going to be alone. He's going to be by himself. It's Trump and one guy.
Well, the Madam Chairwoman of the Republican National Committee should be in this guy's corner and talking about this right now. Right now.
A Romney?
Yeah, right.
No, it's not going to happen. She's a Romney. She'll just put out more rah-rah press releases. And these folks will have to fight on by themselves. They're going to ruin his life. They'll bankrupt him by the time they're done. And he'll fight alone. This is why we lose.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A new survey found something America agrees on at a 95% rate. We hate mornings. Yep, 95% of Americans hate mornings. 43% despise the sound of our alarm clock. Wow, it's only 43. Shocked by that. Do you see this? I just love this story. I just can't help it. There's a woman from Illinois whose real name is, wait for it, no kidding, on her birth certificate, Marijuana Pepsi. Marijuana Pepsi. Now, you would think that this might limit her prospects in life, but she didn't let it hold her back. She's proved that having one of the world's worst names can't hold you down because she just earned her PhD. Yet, she did. 46-year-old woman from Pecatonica, Illinois, whose real name is Marijuana Pepsi. Well, her full name? God help her. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyck. If you want to include her last name, too. Her mother told her she picked the name because it would, quote, take her around the world. Love to meet mom, but only for like 5 minutes. That's all it could take. Marijuana's two sisters got the names Kimberly and Robin, by the way. Anyway, Marijuana Pepsi just proved to be one of the world's worst names. Just proved, you know, having one of the world's worst names can't hold you down because she just earned her PhD in higher education leadership. That's what we need. Somebody named Marijuana Pepsi leading our children boldly into the future. Anyway, she got the PhD from Cardinal Strict University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And she says now, quote, I'm going to be called Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. Which is funny because I could see, like, you know, in a couple of years, you know, Pepsi actually making a Marijuana Pepsi, which will cause infinite confusion. But anyway, 800-347-1063 in more ways than one. Text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning, text line 71307. All right, coming up on the show, an epic edition. Do you know what happened this week? Of course you don't. The media likes to keep you dumb. That's what you need me for. No, I'm kidding. Not just me. Me and a few handful of others. Do you know what happened this week? By the way, bombshell. I mean, this is huge. The whole Russia conspiracy fell apart. You know that, right? I mean, done. In the ditch. Boom. Gone. Now, we've all known that Trump did not collude with the Russians to defeat Hillary Clinton. We have that decisively proved by Robert Mueller and the, what was it, 17, 19 angry Democrats? We know that for a fact. But what has been repeated as a universal truth along the lines of when an apple falls from the tree, it falls and hits the ground because of gravity, stuff like that. The universal truth that the Russians hacked the DNC server has gone kaput. It's gone. It's done. It's a lie. You think that should be news? Well, you think that should be, like, big news? Okay, so the government has no proof the Russians hacked a server. And I guess it made up the part about the collusion. Wait, so you're telling me, Tara, the whole Russia conspiracy just died? The whole basis for the entire Mueller investigation just died. Yep. The whole justification for putting Paul Manafort in solitary confinement, for raiding Roger Stone's house, is non-existent. Uh-huh. Yep. Wait till the next segment, folks. I'm sitting here watching this on television. I don't understand why it's not a bigger story. But I'll give you all the details coming up in the next segment. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Which is right. But by the way, folks, I tell you all the time, I have this struggle with the consultants because they tell you, you know, they've got all these great marketing programs. And we go, look and see what you're talking about on social media so we can talk about exactly what you're talking about so you'll like us. It's whatever the big news is, as you talk about that. Well, the problem is that the big news is not anywhere. I mean, do I do the real big news? Like what should be the bombshell number one breaking story that consumes most of television network time today? Or do I do the fake big news? Which is whatever CNN says it is. Which in today's case is, it's Trump's fault that Iran hit our drone over the Strait of Hormuz and destroyed it. So I'm going with the real big news, not the fake big news, which never makes the consultants happy. But whatever, it's what I do. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Why doesn't Trump pardon Paul Manafort? He will, at least on the federal charges. They're getting on him on state charges now, too. Trump can't touch those, unfortunately. Texter writes, too bad her mom didn't name her marijuana Pepper, you know, since she has her PhD now. Marijuana Pepper. Texter writes, she should have named her Pepper, then she'd be, oh, I get it, Dr. Duh. I'm a little slow on the uptake this morning. Dr. Pepper. Yeah, Dr. Marijuana Pepper. That's awesome, I suppose, if you have the intestinal fortitude to pull it off. Texter writes, I'm surprised Pepsi hasn't sued her for trademark infringement. I don't know, I think they should put her in a commercial. Texter writes, hey, Tara, take me down to Pothole City where my rims get bent and the roads are... Rhymes with pretty, but starts with an S. LOL. Look, I got to tell you what, Alan's got some competition here now in the rhyming and limerick department. If you want to finish that, man, I'll read the whole thing. You had a good start there, but you need more than one line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this anti-Semitic stuff from the Democrats makes the walkouts during the Netanyahu speech make more sense now. Yeah, I know. And Texter writes, Tara, I have a question for Liz Idiot Warren. If I did not build that, did the lazy blank welfare recipient that is sitting in a chair at about any time of the day build it? Your stupid government did not build this country. It was the people who fought and died. Yes. That was a little random. But thank you for that comment on the text line. Texter writes, by the way, a New York driver's license and voter ID can be used as proof of eligibility to get a driver's license and vote in other states. Oh, I get it. Time for states to refuse to recognize New York documents. By the way, this whole New York license thing, you know, when you automatically get a New York license, you're automatically registered to vote. And it's an honor system, so they don't check. They let you vote in federal elections. You know what this is, right? No, they're going to try to knock out Republican congressional districts with illegal voting in New York in 2020. They'll probably get away with it. They probably will.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For years, I've refused to report to you, I will not be used by these people, that the Russians hacked the DNC server or that they interfered with our election in any way. Because I've never seen the proof. And since these people lie and have such a history of lying, I refuse to repeat it as fact. I still refuse. Now, I mean, if I see proof someday, then I'll be happy to report that as news. I just refuse to report hearsay as news, especially when it comes to, from the deep state. And it turns out my instincts were right. Stunning admission. Folks, this is such a bombshell. This should be the only thing being talked about across all the news networks today, except this Iranian drone being the Iranians shooting down our drone. Which I'll get back to in a minute. But this has been out there for a few days now. And even Breitbart, it took them a few days just to get to figure this out. Do you know what just happened? We just learned that the federal government cannot prove that the Russians hacked the election, hacked the DNC, hacked anything. They have no proof. None. They told us they did. Remember, 17 agencies. Ups, we mean three. We know for sure. Why? Because we say. All right, prove it. Roger Stone, one of the victims, a victim of political persecution. His attorney demanded to know in court as they're trying to prosecute him, show us the proof the Russians hacked the DNC server, because they're trying to get him for colluding with the Russians to get the hacked emails out, right? Well, if the Russians didn't hack the server, then he couldn't have colluded with them, right? Show us the evidence. In America, Americans are still entitled to the evidence against them unless they're associated with Trump, in which case a whole set of new laws kick in that weren't never really actually passed, but we go along with them as if they were. Government couldn't do it, folks. Couldn't prove it. Headline from Breitbart, shock admission. Feds drew conclusions on DNC hack without ever obtaining unredacted documents from security firm. Well, how do we know the Russians hacked a DNC server? Because the DNC lawyers told them so. They never saw the server? No. They never investigated the hack? Mm-mm. When ordered by a judge to produce the evidence that the Russians hacked a DNC server, they couldn't. Mueller couldn't. The FBI couldn't. Here's the best rundown of this I've heard. I'll let Dan Bongino tell you the story in his epic rant on this today, because nobody is covering this better than him. Just listen.
This is what the government's arguing, the DOJ. This is their words in their filing. And in any case, the government does not need to prove at the defendant's trial, talking about Stone, that the Russians hacked the DNC in order to prove the defendant make false statements, tamper with a witness, etc., etc. The defendant is thus not entitled to the information he seeks. So, number one, they say, hey, we don't even need to prove the Russians hacked the DNC. In other words, why would they say that? Because they can't. Because their whole case that the Russians hacked the DNC and traded the information with Donald Trump, both parts of that, we know the second part's a total hoax. The first part, there's no hard evidence we have of that either at this point. The government's not even confident in its own case.
It gets worse. They admit it. Let's just process this for a minute. The government just admitted, the deep state just admitted in court, they cannot provide what the defendant, Roger Stone, seeks, which is proof that the Russians hacked the DNC server. Process that through your mind for a moment. Think about the extent of this pervasive lie. And listen to this.
The second part of this is an absolute gem. And when I say gem, I mean like a piece of coal. Listen to this doozy. The government does not possess the material the defendant seeks. The material was provided to the government by counsel for the DNC with the remediation information redacted. However, the government has provided defense counsel the opportunity to review additional unredacted CrowdStrike reports it possesses, and defense counsel has done so too.
Folks, Roger Stone's attorney asked the judge to order the deep state to produce the evidence that the Russians hacked the DNC server. That's what they came back with. We cannot produce what the defendant demands. They were ordered by a judge to produce it. They can't, because they don't have it. And so their only response was, the DNC told us. They told us, the Democrat National Committee, they told us, and we believe them. You got that in writing? No. What? No, we don't. Well, see, we saw a redacted report and a depart that proves that the server was hacked by the DNC was redacted. What? Okay, think about the amount of power you would have. This is what happened here. If, let's think, what if the RNC could just pick, whatever Republican presidential candidate was ahead in the polls and claim that that person committed a crime? We accuse you of the treasonous crime of X. Where's your proof? Oh, that's redacted. Well, can you give us the details? No. Okay. Where are the FBI? Can we examine the crime scene? No. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll go after this Democrat that you've targeted and bury them on your word. We will accuse them publicly over and over and over, including under oath, of a crime based on the word of DNC attorneys that a crime was committed. No evidence, no crime scene, nothing. It's over, folks. It's over. It's done. They were asked, they were ordered by a judge to produce this proof in court, and they could not. They could not prove the DNC server was hacked by anybody. My God, how they've lied to us, manipulated us. A Politburo, a state-controlled media in an authoritarian country could not have done better. Let me read this to you from Breitbart, because this takes the cake. The U.S. government further admitted in court. And again, for those of you just tuning in, Roger Stone's attorney got the judge to order the deep state, the FBI and all of them, the DOJ, to turn over the evidence that the Russian servers, or that the DNC server was hacked by the Russians. They couldn't do it, okay? If you're tuning in, let me read this to you. The U.S. government further admitted it does not possess the unredacted CrowdStrike reports. And what, listen to this, what allegedly happened to the DNC servers? It relied upon DNC lawyers to generally characterize what was in the redacted sections. Okay, here's what happened. FBI to DNC lawyers. Okay, so you claim you were hacked by the Russians. Yeah. Can you give us the proof? No, that's redacted. But we'll generally describe to you what's redacted. And the FBI goes, oh, okay. We'll prosecute your Republican presidential opponent for multiple years and accuse him of crimes in public. Based on the word of the DNC attorneys, that's Democrat National Committee. It's their headquarters, basically. Democrat National Committee attorneys, based on their word that Trump might have committed a crime with the Russians who might have hacked the DNC server. They never even asked for the server. They never even asked to see it. I don't even know where it is. Still existent? In existence, if I were the Democrats, I would have destroyed it. Did they? Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Nobody even wants to go get it. This, folks, this was what it was all over, and they can't prove in court that Russia hacked the server. Did anyone hack it? Did anyone hack it? And here's how the heck would a DNC contractor know who did it? Folks, don't forget, not only did it destroy Trump's life over this short time, too. No. We put tanks and troops on the Russian border in retaliation. They are the world's second foremost nuclear power. My God, we tried to draw them into war. Thank God the Russians had the sense not to bite over this, a thing they can't even prove in a federal court. I mean, just in the New York Times, 2 days ago, the deep state admits they're conducting cyber war on Russia right now in retaliation. They are provoking a nuclear-armed regime that they cannot prove did jack. These are people that are keeping us safe. Oh, by the way, they refuse to give Trump, the New York Times reports, any details of the cyber war they're conducting against Russia because they don't trust him. Well, I don't trust them. So it's over. The Russia hoax is over, folks. It crashed and burned today. But only me, Dan Bongino, the Gateway Pundit, and Breitbart apparently prepared to tell you that. But it's what's happening. This is an historic week. It's over. Now, how long you think it'll take for the truth to travel around the world on this one? What do you think? 6 months? A year? Never? I don't know. Y'all. I love that. Texter writes, the redacted part is Seth Rich's name. Well, look, folks. William Blinney, who created the NSA's spy capabilities, an absolute genius, and then regretted it deeply for the rest of his life. I mean, there's nobody who knows more from that era in the deep state. William Blinney led a group, remember this, that did an analysis based on what's available publicly about the DNC hack. Lee and I have been over this exhaustively. And they said, listen, the technology does not exist for an outside source to download that amount of data remotely. What that means is the hack had to have been done inside. In other words, it was an inside job. You had to be in the building with the computer. Maybe you had a USB, you had whatever. Folks, the FBI knows. They know. if they thought there was proof the Russians hacked that thing, they'd have taken it. They know the Russians didn't hack it. That's why they didn't take it. You can get a warrant, you know. You can get a warrant. And listen, the DNC didn't want to give it to them because, you know, as the theory goes, well, there's from the mainstream media. Well, there's this secret Democrat stuff. You know, it's trade secrets in there. We can't have them have sir. They could have ignored that stuff. They cut that deal with Hillary. They would ignore the rest of her crimes while researching just the ones they were looking into. Right? I mean, Hillary got that deal. They could have looked at the server. They didn't want to. Because you don't want to see proof that you're obstructing justice when you're the FBI. Folks, anyway, it's a big deal this week. It's over. There's no Russia hacking, so there can't be any Russia conspiracy. Every bit of it was a lie. They've known it from the beginning. And now we're starting to find out that all of these Russian, you know, connected people, supposed Russian spies that allegedly, at least Trump people were talking to, they aren't from Russia. They're not Russian, and they're either FBI or CIA assets. I mean, this thing was a setup on a massive scale. But it's over. Federal court filing. And look, I've got CNN deniers right now on the text line. No. They admitted in writing, the FBI. They do not have what Roger Stone requested. They don't have it. What Roger Stone requested was proof the Russians hacked the DNC server. They don't have it. They wrote it. It's a federal court filing. You're not going to worm out of this and keep your conspiracy alive. Unbelievable. This is just, wow, the times we're living in.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.